couple of meetings took place this week with regards to sponsorship of Syrian refugees, bringing refugees from Syria to live and work and hopefully find peace and a better life here in our community. And this comes during the same week that, you know, we've certainly dealt with the aftermath of that horrible terrorist situation in Paris, and a new survey saying that 53% of people surveyed in Canada outright disapprove of the plan to bring in 25,000 refugees by the end of the year from Syria. This was the plan put forward by Justin Trudeau. There seems to be a backlash against bringing refugees into Canada in the wake of what happened in Paris last week.
You know, as Canadians, we are appalled at what happened in Paris.
Yeah.
This is terrorism. Terrorism is creating fear. So the fact that we're afraid means that the purpose of the attack is reaching some of its goals.
Mm-hmm.
Now we got to step back from that fear and realize it's not the people who are refugees who are the problem. To look at a group of refugees who want a better life, who want to escape war, who are running away from terrorism, they are also experiencing the same fear that we have. I think what we really should be concerned about are the logistics of accepting refugees, like where they will live, making sure we have English as a second language, supports in place. And, you know, I look to the great work that our settlement services does here in the Bow Valley. We do have infrastructure to accept people.
The Mountain Munchkin Daycare, they're a group who are wanting to sponsor a Syrian family. And part of their proposal, not only would they be kicking in cash, but also providing free childcare for a year for these new Syrian refugees. So that's another piece of the, you know, what happens when they get here kind of puzzle. I think there's a bit of a disconnect. People see, you know, the flood of Syrian refugees and they equate that with terrorism, but it's not an equation that really makes a lot of sense when you actually look at it. For example, the French attacks, pretty much everyone behind the attacks were either French nationals or Belgian nationals that, say, went to Syria to get training, but they weren't refugees fleeing and then setting up some sort of sleeper cells or something like that. This isn't the movies. This isn't TV. The people fleeing Syria are the ones that really need help. And if we want to make a real difference in a crisis in another part of the world, this is one way that we can do it, is by welcoming these people into our community with open arms and giving them a great, safe place to live.
For me, this is a human rights issue. Safety, security, food, shelter, and peace. Like, we have all of those things here in abundance, other than shelter in the Bow Valley. Locally, that's the biggest issue I see is, you know, we don't even have enough homes to house the people who want to live here and live here now. But we also have a very short supply of workers. So there are positions that if we align these things right, it could work out.
If you're interested in finding out more about how you can sponsor a Syrian family and give them a better life here in Canmore, get in touch with Mountain Munchkin Daycare, one of the other groups who are working towards this goal.